a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Hey, Seth, quick question from a texter before we get to the audio that I promised. We're giving away Kook tickets this segment, too, so stay tuned for that. Texter says, I'm a high school O-line coach, Seth. Do you hate me, too?
Oh, no. Okay. You're just like a prison warden, you know? It's not your... you're in charge of a bunch of deplorable human beings. No, I was a high school offensive lineman myself, so I...
Did you hate yourself back then?
I did. Hmm. But also for many other reasons as well, for a long time. Yeah. Don't worry, kids. It only took me about 40 years to stop hating myself for various things.
You'll get there.
Your 40s are an awesome time in life because you accept the things you hate yourself for. You just realize, like, it's no big deal, really. I'm not going to change, I can accept the things I hate myself for.
So we've spent the better part of this week kind of picking at certain things with the Texans offense, penalties, obviously, O-line play, things that certain guys can do better offensively. Bobby Slowick stood up yesterday and answered a lot of questions about things going on with the offense. We have not seen the offense we anticipated seeing quite yet. I would say this, at least there's not talk of having to swap out the entire system to accommodate your quarterback.
Right. Though nobody's running in here saying, like, we need to be more RPO based.
Yeah.
That's the ticket.
Yeah.
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 I do think some people want the Texans to spread it out more.
Yeah.
I think the problem, again, is I'm a broken record this week. It all comes back to the offensive line.
Sure.
You can't spread it out behind this offensive line.
That's
my
right.
God, no.
Oh, no. This is AJ McCarron, former Texan, former teammate of Deshaun Watson. All right. So, this is one of the few people I've seen make excuses for Deshaun Watson, Seth. So I want to run this by you here and see if this makes any sense. And be thankful, Texan fans, that the talk of how to fix this offense isn't just basically taking the playbook and throwing it in the river.
We had guys hurt in and out. Randall Cobb was, older, didn't run as well, but stayed hurt. Like, we didn't have nowhere near the amount of guys that we did in 2019. And we were still successful because you put him in an offense that he knows, that he truly believes in, that he knows the reads. He can run it with his eyes closed. The dude can go make plays. I promise you that. And he throws the ball. He has accuracy. He can sling it. When he's in an offense like this, it is night and day. I'm telling you, everything from the time you open the playbook, it looks like Chinese to English. And you're like, oh, I don't know Chinese. So it's like, I mean, it's totally different.
I didn't realize AJ McCarron didn't get in front of the microphone.
Yeah,
dude, when he was with
the
Texans.
Same observation I did.
I guess I forgot that he sounded like such an Alabama.
Hey, I didn't realize it either. Yeah.
Oh, big shocker! Oh, you don't know Chinese? Is that right, AJ? I never would have guessed.
Still working on English.
You don't say. Yeah. Look, it's no. The problem is the offense that he's in right now is one that is great for taking guys just like AJ McCarron if they're not too stupid to figure it out, and getting the absolute best out of them. Mm-hmm. That's the old Kubiak-Shanahan system will get the best out of a Sage Rosenfels or a Matt Schaub or any of those guys. So I can't blame the system for Deshaun until I see Deshaun actually make an effort at just really genuinely grasping the system and getting it. I do hear in all of that, though, what I do hear is a plea for former Ohio State offensive coordinator and current Boston College head coach Bill O'Brien to be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
I heard the same thing, man. Yeah. Get that system, or at least Tim Kelly.
Yeah, it's true. Tim Kelly was the offensive coordinator the year that Deshaun had his best year. As a passer, the offense didn't score any points. They were 20th in scoring.
Don't
that
tell
year,
that to AJ
still.
McCarron. He just made it sound like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, we were a boy. That was nothing ever hit the Gulf Coast like that since
the hell
since
you were
run
watching.
And shoot.
Hell, you were watching.
Yeah.
This was funny. Greg Williams, former interim head coach of the Browns, who I think is still bitter at the Browns to this day for hiring
Kevin. Stopped dyeing his goatee, at least, though.
Yeah.
I could say I can give him that. Greg Williams stopped dyeing his goatee black.
He co-hosts Come Get Some, a podcast. Which is the most
Sounds
Greg Williams title ever for a podcast.
Yeah.
But he kills Deshaun Watson and Kevin Stefanski here.
How about, Coach, if we get to conclusion time?
The big time.
Maybe he just can't play anymore.
The big time on the body language thing, it drives me bananas. You know, I have a PhD in body language and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And nothing more irritates me to see over on the sideline in between series. That's when good coaches, good players make adjustments in the game to go out on the next series. But you can't do that when you have a towel over your head. You can't do that when you're not sitting around anybody else that's talking about, what do you see? How do we do that? And as coaches, you have to go to these people and get them together, okay, and make the adjustment in game.
Yeah.
PhD in body language.
The funny thing about Greg Williams is that he doesn't mean that figuratively. I think he definitely claims that he has a PhD in body
language. Dude, I think he printed one and hung it on his wall.
Remember when he claimed he got letters offering him head coach jobs
yes.
a couple years back?
Yeah.
I have the letters.
Yeah.
They offered me jobs. I'm sure you do.
Right. In 2021, everybody's writing letters to people.
Yes, yes. For offers of employment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. None of it's electronic.
That's a classic old way. You send off a letter. You hope to hear back sometime within the next 2 weeks as to whether when you get the embossed seal from Greg Williams back that he's in. But I do agree with him on that. That's something a lot of our listeners have pointed out during that Deshaun is not over there with his head down on the iPad trying to figure things out during the break.
Got a towel
and
over his head.
That's a bad look. That's a bad look for a guy that's supposed to be out front. And body language is overrated at times, but I think with quarterback, 100% it matters.
Yep.
And, you know, Deshaun, I don't know, man. Like, Deshaun has never really looked like there's a level of urgency to fix some of the things that he needs to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to when he was here in Houston, it used to really annoy me that some of the backfield mechanics are just the fakes
play
and the
fakes.
Handoffs and everything were always really sloppy. It was really easy for defensive ends and linebackers to get a tip on whether this was play action or not because Deshaun was so sloppy with his fakes. And then we read that article in The Athletic about when Kevin Stefanski was first talking to Deshaun, and Deshaun asked for tips.
Yeah.
Hey, you got any tips? You know, for how I can get better. This is before the Browns signed him.
Yep.
Or traded for him. And Stefanski said, well, you know, actually, we think you could do a better job with your fakes. And Deshaun's response was, ha, you sound just like my high school coach. And I'm like, you son of a.
Exactly.
Like, what the.
Oh my God.
So you think that. After years and years of your high school coach and NFL coaches probably telling you this, that he's going to change with Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, dude. So, I mean, our problems are fairly minor compared to this. Here's actually one from Deshaun. He was asked in his – but he had a bad press conference on Wednesday. Like a bad press conference.
You don't say, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was asked about more design – hey, how about more designed runs? Since the regular stuff's not working, how about more designed runs?
Would you like to see more designed runs in the game plan? I don't mean just...
For me?
Yeah.
No. I'm not going in there to ask them for more designed runs, so...
Knowing you're going to run with the ball from...
I'm not trying... If I don't have to run, I'm not going to run, so I'm not trying to take any hits.
Not more designed runs?
Because I'm not a running quarterback in a sense. I can make things happen, but I'm not trying to run. I'm not a running back. That's not my specialties. You know, they signed me to throw the ball, make decisions, and be a quarterback, not a runner.
Boy, that is a blue-collar Midwest
He's
quote right there.
Have you not checked my contract? Do you not know? You know what? I might have to give a little bit of a pass on something I used to criticize Bill O'Brien for, which was I always felt like just two designed runs per game for Deshaun Watson.
Right.
Just two a game.
Yeah.
And it can pay huge dividends. Yeah. It makes your zone read fakes and everything like that much scarier and more effective. Just two per game. Just give me two designed runs per game.
Yep.
And maybe that's ultimately what that's what the hold up was. It was he just flat out didn't want to be a running quarterback.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah. Deshaun Watson, he will do anything for love, but he won't do that.
I won't do that. He went full meatloaf.
I would do anything for Stefanski, but I won't do that.
You guys, look, I know that the offense is just a decrepit mess right now, but I'm not going to do anything it takes to be to have a good offense. God, no.
People often wonder when they listen to Meatloaf, I would do anything for love, exactly what that is. Turns out it was designed runs in the West Coast offense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll do that. Meatloaf, we don't want you to do that. It's okay.
I'm going to go to one of those websites I get into rabbit holes on sometimes where it's like songmeanings.net or whatever. People weigh in with like their opinions on the what various lyrics mean. I'm going to add that.
Stop suggesting me. Like, I didn't know that existed either. I don't need that in my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm done.
You got all these, like, English lit majors on there breaking down the metaphors
for
you.
I've got so much stuff I got to watch.
Don't do it. It makes you feel dumb. You're like, oh, how could I not see that? Oh man.
Crazy. I went to the doctor yesterday. I got new antibiotics for my elbow, so that's why I have more energy today. They don't make me as drowsy.
This started with the pregame last week. You had what you thought was an elbow infection, and I could tell it was distracting you. Or maybe just physically taxing you as you were courageously fighting off the infection.
It hurt. Well, I'm no Deshaun Watson. If you're like, hey, Sean, I know you've got an infection on your elbow. Can you host a pregame show for the Texans? I don't know, man. No, I'm not that. I would say, hell yeah, I can. I'll battle. I'll fight.
So, yeah, I don't know. I was getting close. I know as they switch up your antibiotics and everything, at some point, you might just have to cut it off. I mean, don't let your vanity get in the way.
My elbow or my
arm? Your
arm.
It would be above the elbow, duh. So, yeah, cut off your arm. Don't let your vanity and your need to be a dude with two functioning arms hold you back from being able to finish out this season, Sean.
That's true.
You'll win the Edblock Courage Award if you
for radio.
You'll win the Edblock Courage Award and possibly comeback radio personality.
Comeback radio host of the year, not having a left arm. Yeah. Boy.
100% if you do it without anesthesia.
With a saw. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of historically set docudramas and everything. I think that's where it's at for me. If I ever have to get something amputated, I'm doing it without anesthesia.
I was getting a little worried. Like Tuesday, Wednesday this week where it wasn't really getting better, but they changed up my antibiotics and now I can feel it. Like, all right. I'm going to start to be normal, feel normal again here soon.
Yeah, that's kind of scary, though.
Yeah,
that's
man. Stuff, yeah.
Hey, this day and age, I mean, you get some of these antibiotic-resistant bacteria and everything.
And this is a cut on my elbow. I had a staph infection on my leg back in June. Like, I don't know what... It's not like I'm walking around, rolling around in portalettes or something like that.
You live in a Petri dish.
No, I live in a clean...
Maybe you did the dishes or the laundry every now and then.
Nobody's apartment is cleaner than mine. I left this morning and Amy's got a thing of Fabioso out on the counter and she's cleaning at 5 in the morning.
Of course it wouldn't be Amy's fault. I just don't know how much damage you can do while you're left alone if Amy goes out like on a girls' weekend or something.
Now that's
and you don't know how your washing machine works. Yeah.
Good
you
point.
Can't leave wet stuff sitting around in this environment down here, Sean.
No, I know. This is the pep talk I needed. It's true. I got to figure out how to work these damn machines. In case anything ever happens to Amy, I got to learn how to wash my dishes and clothes.
There was a staff issue going through the league back in the early 2000s or late 90s. I can't remember when. But I remember we had an equipment manager that was like really chafing against the new regulations for how often he was going to have to launder the clothes.
Oh, jeez.
He thought it was all a media propaganda something. Or whatever, yeah.
It's like Y2K.
I'm like, dude, the clothes kind of stink too.
Yeah.
Can we just do it for that?
That would help. All right, let's give away some tickets. Cougs tickets, 713-572-4610. Caller number 5 wins a 4-pack of tickets to this Saturday's U of H versus Iowa State game. I've laughed a lot today, man. My face hurts. 713-572-4610. You're on your way to Cougs versus Iowa State. Four tickets, and have a good time, man. Should be a fun time. 6 p.m. start, TDECU Stadium. It's the Cougs and the Cyclones, and your tickets courtesy of Houston sports leader, Sports Radio 610. All right, let's make final preparations here, at least on this show, for Jags and Texans, and lay out what needs to happen, but also the serious importance of this game as it pertains to the season. We're going to lay it out for you coming up next.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.